Jonathan, you're going to talk about Terribly Happy.
Yeah, quickly mention, this is a film from Denmark. I'm not going to try and pronounce the original title.
No, we aren't.
No. From director Henrik Ruben Gentz. And it's about, it starts off with a new police marshal, new marshal turning up, which is kind of equivalent to us of a police sergeant, really, turning up in this very small town in Denmark, and he's been relocated from Copenhagen. And you don't really know why, they don't go into details, but he's been sent to this new town. And he is there to replace this old, the old guy who's left, the previous police officer. And really, as soon as he gets there, things start to get a bit odd. He meets this woman who turns out to be married to a local kind of hard man, a bit of a nutcase, and she clearly fancies this new police officer straight away. I think he kind of likes her as well, but he's very by the book. So everything that happens, he does it the proper way. So when she starts to maybe come on to him a little bit, he's very much off the, just no, I'll be professional here. And things happen in the opening half hour or so where, for instance, a little boy tries to steal something from the local shop. The police officer goes to investigate, and apparently the previous policeman, he would have just scalped the boy around the ear and sent him on his way, whereas this new one, he wants to take his details and process it and take it to the station. So the film then, it just gets darker and darker as it goes on. I've described it as a bit like Twin Peaks, but really without the kind of supernatural elements there. Everyone in the town has secrets, and everyone kind of knows what's going on. There are various things going on in the background that you pick up, little bits are happening, but you don't quite work it all out. And then there's a certain point in it where everything just completely changes and the whole plot just turns on its head, and amazing scene, really. So I another one you can't really say too much about, but very dark humour as well. There's some very funny bits in there. Great cast, everyone works really well. And there's also a slight, I don't know, I picked up a little bit of Red Rock West in there as well. I don't know if anyone else would see that. There's just this thing about constantly, I don't know if you remember in Red Rock West when he's constantly going back to the same town and you see the same kind of, he keeps trying to leave this town of Red Rock, I suppose it is, and then he keeps going back. And there's elements of that where he's trying to get away at certain points, and everything keeps conspiring to keep sending him back. And I really enjoyed this one.
Was Virginia Madsen in Red Rock West?
No. In fact, a girl from Twin Peaks was in.
Oh, Laura Flynn Boyle.
I think she was in that. Yeah, so another connection there. But yeah, it was a very, very short film, 95 minutes long. Well worth catching, I think. There's just some. And I also thought that it could almost be the pilot to a TV series. There's the plot twists just keep on coming after the first sort of, the first half, keep on coming, and I think almost it can make a nice pilot for an HBO series. What happens at the end of it? I'd be interested.
Nice plug there, just to get you.
Yeah, but no, I'd be interested in seeing how this could work.
Should have kept that to yourself and then pitched it to them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it could have been your script.
Yeah.